The pool. The summer the Dodge City premiere blew into town, Dennis's mother was itching for a change. Marjorie began to teach swimming to the local kids and, per an exclusive contract with the city, was promoted to pool manager, a move the Dodge City Daily Globe reviewed as popularly received by patrons of the pool. Riding shotgun, Jay Hopper worked at Buzzley's, the local grocery, collecting nickels for ice-cold Coca-Cola in the cooler, the sign instructing, "Serve yourself, please pay the clerk." Stacking jumbo cans pasted with bold labels for tender sweet corn, hand-packed tomatoes, and barbecue prunes, Jay proved himself a valuable addition to the Busley brothers, just as his father, J.C., was a well-oiled cog for Western Light and Telephone. As Dodge's meter man, making his rounds on the small-town grid, old J.C. would never think about going off in his pickup truck until his job was done. The Good Samaritan made it home every night for dinner with his wife, a noble grand of the Rebecca Lodge, who led the local ladies in the path of righteous women from the Bible. Bertie Bell found it a blessing that their son had inherited J.C.'s mild, even temperament, Jay's one flourish being a taste for loud neckties. The girls of Dodge City Senior High thought Jay was a jewel of a guy, handsome behind the counter in his spotless white grocery apron, dark and stormy in his sou'wester yearbook portrait. In less charitable moments, the girls wondered how Marjorie Mae Davis ever landed him in the first place. "I would say perfect," said one of Jay's admirers, pondering the mystery. "He was a perfect man. Why would he marry her? She wasn't real pretty. She was just an ordinary person." The girls were just jealous. A cheerleader on student council, staff on the school newspaper The Dodger, and a performer in the minstrel show providing blackface entertainment for Lily White Dodge, the fiery farm girl screeched in from the egg ranch and sucked the class of 35 for all it was worth. A history buff with an interest in heritage that eventually led to her becoming president of her genealogical society, Marjorie was bred to blaze trails like one of her great-grandmothers, the very sister of Daniel Boone. If only she hadn't married the summer after graduation and immediately gotten pregnant. Lying flat on her back in the maternity ward of St. Anthony's, Marjorie considered Virginia's favorite son with his